Welcome to episode 447 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Acts gives a unique glimpse into the life and practice of the early church. It describes the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost in Acts 2, the spread of the gospel outside of Jerusalem in Acts 8, and to the Gentiles in Acts 10. How the church made decisions in regards to doctrine in Acts 15, and more. The sermons of the book of Acts give us a window into the preaching ministries of Peter, Stephen, Philip, James, and Paul, along with the immediate impact those sermons had. Romans 10 verse 17 tells us that faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Earlier in verse 14 of that same chapter, Paul poses this for our consideration. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? The book of Acts begins with a powerful sermon and ends with Paul proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
Today's top 10 list.
10 important sermons in the book of Acts.
Number 1.
The Sermon at Pentecost. This sermon is found in Acts 2 verses 14 to 40. The speaker is Peter. The audience consists of Jews from many nations who are in Jerusalem for the Feast of Weeks. The Holy Spirit has arrived and empowered the disciples to speak in other languages. Unable to comprehend what is happening, some in the crowd conclude that the disciples are drunk. The sermon is Peter's explanation for why they are able to speak in other tongues. This is the overall theme. Jesus died, but is alive again, and he is Lord. Peter preaches to unbelievers. He quotes extensively from the Old Testament. He points out their sin. He does not tell them to just believe. He does not just urge them to exercise faith. He tells them to do two things: to repent or turn away from their sins, and to be baptized. He warns them, Acts 2 verse 40, with many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. In response, about 3,000 new believers accept the call of Christ.
Number 2.
Peter in the Temple. This sermon is found in Acts 3 verses 12 to 26. The speaker is Peter, who, accompanied by John, preaches after healing a lame man. The setting is Jerusalem, in the temple. The audience is made up of apparently devout Jews. The theme, Jesus, God's servant, was foretold in the Old Testament. His execution at the hands of ignorant people was part of God's plan, as was his rising from the dead. Jesus' name has the power to heal. Peter is interrupted by the temple guards, and he and John are thrown in prison, yet thousands more believe in Jesus.
Number 3.
The Last Sermon of Stephen. This sermon is found in Acts 7 verses 1 to 53. The speaker is Stephen, one of seven deacons appointed by the early church. The setting is Jerusalem, before the Sanhedrin, the ruling Jewish council. The audience includes Jewish leaders, members of the Sanhedrin. The sermon is preceded by Stephen supernaturally performing many miracles and amazing things. The opposition stirs up trouble, has him arrested, and persuades others to lie about him. Stephen gives a concise historical overview from Abraham up to Jesus. Throughout this history, God is at work. He argues that the Jewish people have missed seeing God at work, resisted the Holy Spirit, and rejected Jesus, just as they did the prophets before him. In response, Stephen is martyred, brutally killed by a mob.
Number 4.
Peter's message to the Gentiles. This sermon is found in Acts 10 verses 34 to 43. The speaker is Peter. The setting is Caesarea. The audience is the Roman centurion Cornelius, his family and close friends, all Gentiles. Through a dream, God tells Peter to go to Cornelius' house. The overall theme? God makes no distinction between people. Traditional barriers have been broken. Everyone can come to Jesus.
Number 5.
Paul's first sermon. This sermon is found in Acts 13 verses 16 to 41 and verses 46 to 47. The setting is the synagogue in Antioch. The speaker is Paul. The audience consists of Jews and God-fearing Gentiles, likely converts to Judaism. Paul is in attendance for the Sabbath service and is invited to speak. He connects the life of Jesus with the Old Testament teaching and prophecies. He says that the news about Jesus is for all people, both Jews and Gentiles. Thereafter, Paul and his companions are invited back, but opposition mounts against them and they are driven away. Nevertheless, their message spreads throughout the region.
Number 6.
Paul and Silas preach after an earthquake. This sermon is found in Acts 16, verse 31. The setting is a prison in Philippi, in which Paul and Silas have been incarcerated for casting a demon out of a slave girl and causing a disruption. The speakers are Paul and Silas. The audience is the jailer who manages the Philippian jail, and likely other prisoners. In response to the question, "What must I do to be saved?" the two missionaries say this, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household."
Number 7.
Paul preaches in Athens. This sermon is found in Acts 17 verses 22 to 31. The setting is Athens, a meeting at the Areopagus. The speaker is Paul. The audience consists of non-Jews in Athens, many of them Epicurean and Stoic philosophers who had been debating with Paul about his teaching. Paul argues that we are offspring of the Creator God, and God wants everyone to repent. Some sneered at Paul's teaching, others wanted to hear more, and some believed.
Number 8.
Paul speaks to the elders in Ephesus. This sermon is found in Acts 20 verses 18 to 35. The setting is Miletus, an early Ionian Greek city on the coast of Caria. The speaker is Paul. The audience includes elders from the church of Ephesus. Paul gives his personal testimony. He has worked hard for God, he has no regrets, and is obeying the Holy Spirit, and offers encouragement to the elders. He will obey God regardless. The key lesson? Doing what God tells us to do is more important than our own safety and comfort.
Number 9.
Paul preaches to Felix. This sermon is found in Acts 24 verses 10 to 21. The setting is a hearing in Caesarea before Antonius Felix, the Roman governor of Judea. The speaker is Paul. The audience is Felix, who functions as judge. There are some Jews, and Ananias and Tertullius, Paul's accusers. Paul is sent to Felix in Caesarea to protect him from a plot by some Jews in Jerusalem who have vowed to kill him. Paul denies the charges against him, gives his testimony, and talks about his belief in the resurrection from the dead. Thereafter, Paul is kept in prison for 2 years. He is granted some freedom and has more opportunities to talk with Felix. Still, although Felix is moved by what Paul says, there is no record of him deciding to follow Jesus.
Number 10.
Paul before Festus. This sermon is found in Acts 26 verses 2 to 29. The setting is a hearing in Caesarea before Porcius Festus, Felix's successor. The speaker is Paul. The audience includes Festus, King Agrippa, his sister Bernice, high-ranking military officers, and prominent city leaders. Paul, in an effort to avoid being assassinated in Jerusalem, appeals his case to Caesar, whom he likely assumes will grant him a fair trial. Paul shares the story of his life with the purpose of telling the Gentiles about Jesus. These are only 10 of the sermons mentioned in the book of Acts. Father, thank you for the messages of the various sermons in the book of Acts. Give us the wisdom, courage, and understanding demonstrated by these messengers. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.